Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump is once again trying to delay his New York fraud trial by suing Judge Arthur Engoron. Glenn says that tactic has failed before and it will fail again.
So friends, Donald Trump and his lawyers have once again reached into their dirty little playbook to try to put a stop to Donald Trump's first criminal trial, presently set to begin on April 15th. Let's start with the new reporting. This from the New York Times. Headline, Trump to sue judge in last-ditch attempt to avert Manhattan trial. And that article begins, Donald Trump, a week away from standing trial in Manhattan on criminal charges that he falsified records to cover up a sex scandal, has indicated he plans to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing the case. The lawsuit was not immediately made public, but court records showed on Monday that Mr. Trump was filing an action against the judge, Juan Merchan, in an 11th-hour bid to delay the case. An online court docket, where Mr. Trump is filing the action, showed that the related paperwork was sealed. Two people with knowledge of the matter said that Mr. Trump's lawyers on Monday planned to file the action, calling on an appeals court to delay the trial and to challenge a gag order that Justice Merchan recently imposed on the former president. The order prevents Mr. Trump from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, and the judge's own family. Mr. Trump's unorthodox move, essentially an appeal in the form of a lawsuit, is unlikely to succeed, particularly so close to trial. And the appeals court might act fast to reject it. A single appeals court judge will most likely issue a preliminary ruling on Monday, setting up a full 5-judge panel to consider Mr. Trump's request in the coming days. Lawsuits against judges are unusual, but this is not Mr. Trump's first attempt to use that tactic to try to delay a trial. Last year, he sued the New York judge presiding over his civil fraud trial, Judge Engoron, an effort the appeals court ultimately rejected.
Just ahead, Glenn explains how unusual it is for a defendant to sue a judge right before trial. This is Justice Matters.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Donald Trump is asking an appeals court to delay his hush money criminal trial by suing the judge presiding over the case. Glenn says this Hail Mary attempt is not going to work.
You know, friends, this nonsense, suing the judges that are presiding over your cases, is a contemptible abuse of the court system. You know, you can probably survey 100 experienced criminal prosecutors and criminal defense attorneys and ask them, have you ever had a case where the defendant sued the judge presiding over his or her criminal trial, filed that suit literally within days of the scheduled start date of that trial? Ask 100 experienced practitioners if they ever had a case where that happened. And I would bet, I wouldn't bet much, because you may have heard me say before, I am not a gambling man. I'm not a high roller. $1 is my betting limit. Well, you know what? I'll put the full buck on all 100 criminal prosecutors and criminal defense attorneys saying, no, I've never had that happen before. Why? Because it's a gross abuse of the system, of the process. Now, am I at all concerned that a New York appeals court might delay Donald Trump's trial because he is now suing the judge who's presiding over his criminal case? Ordinarily, I would say, no, I'm not concerned, because I know how the system is supposed to work, the court system, the criminal justice system, but I can't say it's been working as it is designed to work. What did we see recently from a New York appeals court? We saw a trial court judge, Judge Engoron, rule that Donald Trump committed massive fraud, and the judgment that was entered against Donald Trump was for $464 million, excluding the interest that is accruing each and every day. And Donald Trump said, that's too much. Can't put it up, won't put it up. What did a New York appeals court do? Without any analysis, without any explanation, and without so much as citing a single case of authority, case law, supporting its decision, it reduced Donald Trump's amount, the amount he had to put up, he had to get a bond for, from $464 million to $175 million. Again, without explanation. That was a gut punch to the notion of the equal application of the laws. It was a gut punch to justice. So am I 100% confident that the New York appeals court will dismiss Donald Trump's latest effort to delay the commencement of his criminal trial, set to begin on April 15th, that they'll just laugh it out of court, summarily deny it, both the single judge and the full five-judge panel? Boy, I sure as hell hope so. That's absolutely what they should do. And we all know why. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.